says Coca-Cola. If music blasting off from an old Victrola. Yes, I've heard about it, now I wanna know about it. They say all the latest dances started at Joe's. And if you wanna be in with the in crowd, go to Joe's.
Night in the Pips with that heavy beat, Coke after Coke.
That was fun. We've just heard Don't Hang Up by the Orlans. I Feel a Whole Lot Better by Four of Us on the album Spend Your Life USA Garage Greats. Let Me Go the Right Way. The Supremes. And before that, The Duchess of Earl by Bobby Smith and the Dream Girls. Previous to that, Route 66. Chuck Berry. And before that, I'll Always Need You by Len Berry on the album Tammy, I'll Always Need You. You can make a request at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059. Now, back to the show.
Hey, you're going. hop or throw the shop, we can never stop from wearing cha-cha boots.
Friends were aboard this cruise, as well as some of our enemies. So we here at Cha-Cha Heels are having mixed feelings about this, along with mixed drinks to help us with the grief. Listeners, if you can send some hope that we find our dear friends Francine, Cuddles, and Captain Cornhole, but not Ernie, because she is an old bag who has been trying to make me for years. In other news, no sign of Hippy the Hippo, who escaped from the zoo yesterday and left a path of destruction with his enormous pair of cha-cha hips. If you see Hippy, do not, I repeat, do not play any cha-cha music on Cha-Cha Heels.
Where's the deepest part of the ocean? Where's the deepest part of the sea? I wanna go there to be alone, since my baby walked out on me. Where's the deepest part of a canyon? Where's the deepest part in this world?
Boat. rest of the crew, kids, I sense you care more about the Cha-Cha boat than making your junk famous, and I am suddenly very concerned, too. I feel helpless. I cannot help, but I can make a special dedication across the ocean to all the people lost at sea. This song goes out to you, every one of you, except that old bag Ernie on Cha-Cha Heels.
Fills up with up chunks and lounge chairs.
Oh, Cuddles, we have to get to our cabin like the captain said.
This way, Francine. Take my hand. Oh, I can feel the storm already. Hurry, Francine. Hurry.
Cuddles, I think our cabin is just past this mop closet.
Oh, yes, I think you are right, Francine. Oh, hurry. Oh, hurry. Wait, Francine. There's someone crying. Listen.
Hello? Is there someone in there?
Hello, hey. What are you doing in the closet, Clay? Are you having a bad day, hey?
Hello? Is there someone in there?
Should I just open the door?
Oh, I don't know, Cuddles. One time I thought Dexter was crying, and when I opened the door, he was masturbating and crying.
Francine, I heard someone crying in there. We have to help them, even if they don't want to come out of the closet. Hello, hey, whoever's in the closet, Clay. I'm K out, hey, hey, yay, I'm coming in.
Oh my God, Cuddles, it's the hippo that escaped from the zoo. How did it get on the cha-cha boat?
Whoa, whoa there, hippie. It's okay. We won't hurt you.
I saw about this on the news. This is a dangerous wild animal.
This big guy is just scared. He's a long way from home, aren't you, you cute little hippo? Tickle, tickle.
Yes, I admit that's pretty cute. But I heard from that song that he has a dangerous pair of cha-cha hips.
Francine, stop saying the C word. It's very triggering to hippos.
Isn't nature interesting? How do you know so much about hippos, Cuddles?
Oh, Francine, you know I have a special relationship with animals. I just understand them. See? Come here, little hippo. Come here, hippo. Come here. Yeah. Come on here.
Wow, Cuddles, that wild beast just walked up and nuzzled you. You do have a gift.
Shh, Francine, he's trying to tell me something. So, you heard on the radio about the C-word cruise, and you broke out of prison. I think she means the zoo. And you snuck onto the ship. Because you love the C-word so much that you can't ever hear or think of the C word without getting overexcited and destroying things.
Cuddles, is this true? This hippo isn't angry, it's excited?
Hippie says that he is angry and excited. Excited about the C word, but angry about his name. He said he never asked to be called hippie. He'd never want to be called hippie. In fact, it feels very derogatory to him. A hippo named Hippie. He says it's like if you are a human and your mother names you Humany. Humany.
Yes, that would be odd. Now I completely understand. Well, Mr. Hippo, what do you want to be named?
He says his name is Vicky.
Well, hello, Vicky. Nice to meet you.
Attention, passengers. This is your Captain Cornhole speaking. We have been blindsided by this storm, and everyone needs to be sequestered in their cabins now. This is a serious, serious situation, and we value our passengers' erotic lifestyles, so pair up, thruple it out, play Twister with the water polo team. I don't care what you are doing or who you are doing. Just hold your positions until the storm passes, please.
Oh, the storm. I was so excited about Vicky, the castaway. I forgot we need to sequester in our cabins.
Well, what do we do with the hippo?
We can take Vicky to our cabin. Captain Cornhole just said you can have a sleepover with anybody you want. Come on, Vicky. Let's have a stormy slumber party on the Seaward boat. Here's our cabin. Make yourself at home in the bathtub, Vicky.
Of all the things to happen on vacation, a storm, a stowaway hippo, and of course on a night I was going to have a blind date.
Oh, Francine, I'm sure you will see Tab again. This is just a little stormy warmy. It will be over before the movie starts.
And we can't hide Vicky forever. When the storm blows over and we get to Seaward Apulco, what then? Turn him into the local zoo?
Oh no, Francine, don't be so callous. What if someone did that to you? Vicky doesn't want to be in the Z-O-O. He wants to be F-R-E-E and do the C-H-A-C-H-A with Y-O-U and M-E. We have to be able to sneak him out. Somehow. Maybe we can create a disguise.
Well, I do want to save the animals. I just never had a chance before. But how can we disguise a hippo?
Oh, let me think. What if we take both of our moo-moos and sew them together and make a bigger moo-moo. Then we can use the mops from the mop closet to make a giant hippo-sized wig. And when I finish painting his toenails pink, voila, we can say that Vicky is our daughter.
This is an odd cruise already, so I don't see why that wouldn't work. And at least it's a project to keep us distracted from the storm. Okay, let's make over a hippo into our drag daughter.
Enchanté. Welcome to the family, Vicky.
We've worked tirelessly for several minutes on your transformation. Are you ready to see the new you? Your new disguise?
Oh, Francine, don't be so insensitive. Hippos can't see themselves in the mirror. You will have to tell Vicky what you see.
Well, Vicky, I see a pretty young lady in a cream-colored mop wig and a patchwork muumuu of confusing proportion and color scheme. This young girl I see named Vicky is wearing nail polish on all four of her toes, on all four of her legs. A very pretty young lady I'm proud to have as a daughter.
Your disguise is très jolie, Vicky, but don't you think you should try and stand on your back legs like a human? Right now it looks like you are crawling around. Try and stand up, Vicky. Try. Oh, it's not working.
I saw five adult babies crawling around in the lobby earlier, as well as that dog person urinating in the hallway. And then there was that man who was licking people's shoes. Nobody batted an eye at him, crawling around. I doubt they'd care about our large, crawling teenage mop child.
Vicky says he's excited to be our daughter. And he says he will find a way to repay us. Oh, and he says, thank you. Thank you.
Attention, passengers. Attention, all passengers. This is your Captain Cornholt speaking. I'm sorry to say that I've got bad news. Not only have we lost contact with civilization, but we have discovered a large hole in the ship, and the Cha-Cha boat is sinking. The Cha-Cha boat is sinking. Attention, all passengers. The ship has a hole. We are going down. Report to the upper decker, and you will be assigned to a lifeboat. We only have 10 minutes before the ship sinks. Finish whatever act you to our performing and head straight to the lifeboat launch.
Oh my God, the whole Seaward ship is going down. We have to get to the lifeboats.
I sure hope this disguise works. Everybody, keep your story straight when we get to the lifeboats on the upper decker.
Come on, Cuddles. Come on, Vicky.
Oh, somebody hear my plea.
Welcome to the Upper Decker. I'm Cruise Director Ernie, and I'll be guiding you through this disaster. Please give me your cabin number first so I can assign you a lifeboat.
Hello, I'm Bosley Gravel, and this is my wife, Peggy. We are in Cha-Cha Suite number 2.
Oh, I can't believe how many ways I've been tortured and maligned on this so-called tropical vacation, ignored by my husband who loves his precious booze more than he loves his wife, ogled by swingers at the pool, and now you say the boat is sinking? I've never been more mortified in my life!
Oh, I'm sure you have, Miss Thing, I'm sure. All right, take your seat in this lifeboat here. We hope you enjoy your tropical shipwreck disaster, Mr. and Mrs. Gravel.
Oh, Cruise Director Ernie, wait for us.
Welcome to the Upper Decker. I'm Cruise Director Ernie, and I'll be guiding you through this disaster. Please give me your cabin number first so I can assign you a lifeboat.
My lesbian wife and I are in Cha-Cha Suite number 69. We're traveling with our teenage daughter, Vicky.
I don't see anyone named Vicky on this ship's manifest. If I can't find your name on the manifest, you can't get in a lifeboat.
But, Ernie, the ship is sinking. You wouldn't let someone drown, would you?
I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. You two skags can come, but you will have to leave your daggy daughter to fend for herself.
We can't just leave her here.
Not without my daughter.
Well, all three of you can stay here for all I care. I can't force you to get on a lifeboat. It's just a suggestion. If you want to go down with the ship, be my guest, Miss Thing.
Hello. I'm sorry I'm blind. I mean, late, because I'm blind.
Oh, I know you. You're a real stud. Mr. Tab, Suite 11.
Tab, I know you can smell me. It's Francine. Tell them to let my daughter on the lifeboat.
Mr. Tab, you know these three skags?
I've never seen them before in my life.
What? Tab, we had a date.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but you are clearly delusional.
Look, Mary, we gotta leave, and we can't go over the weight limit on these lifeboats. So,
excuse me! Are we going to launch this lifeboat or go down with the fucking ship? Does anyone care about my desires? I'd like to have my expectations managed a little, if you don't mind. Still a paying customer, even though I've been put through literal hell. Is that what I'm paying for? To be put through literal hell?
I don't know why you're bitching. You should be happy. Your coochie close-up film got canceled.
I don't know what you're talking about, I'm sure.
Now, Peggy, you're going to have to calm down. We are sharing a raft with this man.
You are really working my last nerve. You are constantly at a 10. Can we take it down to a 6 at least?
Well, okay. I suppose you are right. But how long do we have to wait around for these ham bones to decide about whether to abandon their daughter or not?
This hysterical woman has a point. We can't wait around for you to make Vicky's choice, so guess we will see you later. Mwah. In the loft and drown.
Believing he felt the same way too. But shut to him. You're a pebble on the seashore, where a kid likes to play when he's alone. Yeah, to him you're just a pebble on the seashore. And how can he hurt any stone? Come down from that cloud above, before you fall and break your heart. You just went to a party and you had some fun. Now it's over and there's no real harm done. Try to believe in what I tell you, that love doesn't happen at first sight. And don't cry a teardrop in the ocean, and please don't be a pebble on the shore. Just remember my love and understand me, 'cause I'll be true forevermore. Yes, I'll be true.
Those people left us.
Oh, to go down with the ship. Life is cruel, Cuddles.
Well, Francine, I wouldn't want to drown at sea with anyone but you and Vicky.
Cuddles, your optimism is so inspiring, but I'm afraid optimism won't save us now.
What's that, Vicky? You say you can save us? Why? Because you know how to swim, and we can ride on your back? Oh, Francine, Vicky did say he would find a way to pay us back someday. Who knew it would come so soon? We tried to save him, and now he is saving us.
Thank you, Vicky. You make a mother proud.
Vicky says, jump on his back and grab onto his mop wig. Hurry, let's get out of here before the boat sinks. Ashante, hurry.
Break cool.
Well, I have to say, I never thought I'd be riding on the back of a swimming hippo in drag while escaping from a sinking cruise ship.
Francine, this is a true adventure.
Cuddles, look behind us at the seaward boat sinking in the distance. I think I see a person on deck. I thought everyone was evacuated.
Oh, yes. Francine, I see that, too. A lone figure standing on the deck of the sinking ship. Oh, that's probably Captain Cornhole. I hear that a captain always goes down on his own ship.
Oh, how sad.
Francine! Francine! Is that you? It's me, Tab. I can smell you.
Tab, is that you? Why are you swimming? What happened to the lifeboat?
Oh, Francine, it was horrible. The cruise director got fed up with the hysterical woman and punctured the raft out of spite. He said he would rather drown than listen to her complain for one more minute.
Oh, how awful. But, Tab, why did you deny you knew me? You could have helped us.
Please forgive me. Let me ride on the hippo with you. I'm sure tired of swimming. Blind.
I want to trust you, Tab. Swim towards my voice.
Vicky says he's hungry.
I'm sorry, little Vicky. We don't have any food.
Vicky says he needs food or he can't make it to the shore.
Francine, where are you? Am I swimming in the right direction?
Over here, Tab. Follow my voice.
I'm coming, Francine.
Vicky, hungry.
Just a little further, Tab. You're swimming right into my arms. Reach out for me, darling.
Vicky wants a tab.
Oh, Francine, I'm so glad I found you.
Oh, no.
Francine, I'm sorry Vicky ate your date.
It's okay, Cuddles. Although it was a gruesome experience to see my daughter eat my boyfriend, I think it's probably what he deserved.
There's that positive attitude.
Cuddles, I think Vicky sees something on the horizon.
Francine, it looks like land.
Oh, Cuddles, can we truly be saved? I will be so happy to feel dry sand beneath my feet.
Yes, the sound of gulls, a sure sign that land is near. Thank you, Vicky. You've saved our lives.
Yes, thank you, Vicky. I'm so proud to have a hero hippo as a daughter.
Yes, I see it now. It's an island, a beautiful tropical island. Land, Francine, land.
Oh, I see it too. A tropical fantasy island. I hope they have a smoothie bar.
Oh, best believe I'm in love, L.U.V.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's Crayons to Perfume. And I'm your host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and for the next hour, I'll be playing you some of the sweetest, toughest, warmest, and wildest women ever waxed.
Got a funny feeling, I don't wanna find a cure. And oh yeah,
your picture. The one with the scripture that says I'm your sweetheart now and forever. And never too far, you gave me your heart. But what have you done, boy? Ooh, you have deserted me for another. I was your lover.